Good morning. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you for being here. Let's dive right into farm news. This week, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against the state of California. Governor Gavin Newsom, Attorney General Rob Bonta, and other state officials over California laws that impose burdensome red tape on the production of eggs and egg products nationally in violation of the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution. In the lawsuit, they say by not allowing consumer choice, Californians are forced to buy more expensive eggs. California's actions under Proposition 12 fly in the face of federal jurisdiction and regulation over food production and safety under the Egg Products Inspection Act. It is one thing if California passes laws that affect its own state. It's another when those laws affect other states. As we reported yesterday, the Mexican border closed again. Southern ports of entry to shipments of cattle due to the detection of New World screwworm in Veracruz, Mexico. Since the first closure, USDA discovered the screwworm has traveled 160 miles northward of the location where sterile flies are currently being dropped. USDA opening the sign-up period for the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program for U.S. farmers and ranchers. If you received a crop insurance or non-insured disaster assistance program payment for 23 and 24 years for a qualifying disaster, you might be eligible for Stage 1 of USDA's new Supplemental Disaster Relief Program. North Dakota State Executive Director of the Farm Service Agency, Brad Thickeson.
Applications were in the mail, and if you qualified for a loss, then you will get an application in the mail. So no sign-up is needed. It's a case where we're trying to make things simple and streamline them, and we'll see how many participants we have, and then, of course, they'll allocate the money as allocated by Congress back in December of 24 for this program. Congress is sensitive to, you know, adding on a program here and there to fill the gaps that the Farm Bill definitely isn't filling. Talking to my program person that's in charge of this program, she said that, you know, we could see somewhere in that 70% of the producers across North Dakota could be receiving this application. So that doesn't mean everybody's going to get one. But there's a good chance that, you know, you might be getting one.
And again, if you have questions, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. USDA says per capita total U.S. food spending was up 3.2% last year from the year before. They say this showed a stronger demand for food despite higher prices. Three states showed a decrease in per capita food sales. New Hampshire dropped the most, along with West Virginia and Kansas. Per capita food sales increased the most in Washington, D.C., rising 10%, driven by food away from home sales. This is Inside Agriculture. We're breaking for the markets. We'll be right back.